Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM with me, James, and Claudia's here as well from Harrogate Family Law, giving advice on, we're looking at mediation today, but also we're looking now to legal advice. So the question here is, do you still need legal advice when you're going through mediation and things like this?
You do, yes. The headline is that it's still absolutely vital. Mm-hmm. As I kind of said, that the mediator cannot provide legal advice. Mm. So there's still lots of pitfalls that you need to be aware of, which you're only going to get if you do come to us, obtain legal advice, and really appreciate the scope of your situation. You want to really know what your options are. And ultimately, mediation is one of the ways to try and resolve your issue and try and get the right outcome for you.
So, good recommendations from mediators for the advice? Where do you get that advice?
Yeah, well, because mediation isn't an alternative to legal advice, because mediators can't give legal advice, they can provide you with a kind of a list of solicitors to assist you and help you. What I would say, though, is ideally you want to still go to a solicitor first of all, mm-hmm. because you want to understand the kind of legal pitfalls, the risks, the issues. You then equally want to understand the different ways to resolve your issue. And mediation comes in a picture. And mm-hmm. There's kind of other options aside from mediation that we're going to talk about later. So really your starting point needs to be legal advice. If you then choose mediation, make sure that you walk kind of hand in hand with your solicitor whilst you go through the mediation kind of process. And any good mediator will actually be really keen for you to see your solicitor in between the sessions. And there's clear research that says that the success rates for family mediation are enhanced when actually each party has independent legal advice.
I was going to say, so when you get that legal advice, that's an advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's an advantage in a couple of ways, because it gives you confidence that the decision you're making is the right one. And the last thing that anybody actually wants, the mediator, you, your ex, is to go through the mediation process and then to think and get legal advice and think, gosh, this was a really bad deal. Mm. You know, I'm going to need to pull out of this. It's better that you know throughout the process what are the parameters of a good and bad deal for you, so that you can confidently say when you reach an agreement, yes, this is what I want.
So we're going to find out if it's compulsory on the way next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.